Yesterday was the birthday of Ronald Reagan. He was born on February 6, 1911. Having started his political life as a Democrat, he switched to the Republican Party. That started him on the path to becoming, without question, a conservative icon. Well, sort of without question, because today that image is being questioned. In fact, many loyal supporters of Donald Trump have actually labeled Ronald Reagan a RINO, which stands for Republican in name only. Really? This is the same Reagan who said this about appeasement. History tells us that appeasement does not lead to peace. It invites an aggressor to test the will of a nation unprepared to meet that test. On intolerance, he said, in the party of Lincoln, there is no room for intolerance, not even a small corner, for anti-Semitism or bigotry of any kind. Many people are welcome in our house, but not the bigots. Now, that one might bother some on Trump Island, you know, too close to home. Reagan said on principles, presidents come and go. History comes and goes, but principles endure. About the Supreme Court, he said, the only litmus test I wanted was the assurance of a judge's honesty and integrity. I wanted judges who would interpret the Constitution, not try to rewrite it. And on liberty, he said, individual liberty depends upon keeping government under control. Then there's this.
Opportunity is key to the promise of the American dream, but high tax rates have transformed that difficult but rewarding climb up the ladder of success into a bitter and exhausting enslavement on the tax treadmill. And that's all going to change. The tax system must no longer be poverty's accomplice. An American opportunity society begins with an expanding, healthy economy, and that's where our pro-growth initiatives come in. Do the people of Pennsylvania want a tax system that's needlessly complicated and unfair?
No!
I can hear you, but the walls of that Capitol building are pretty thick. Do the people of Pennsylvania want a tax system that discourages entrepreneurship and puts a lid on innovation?
No!
Do you want a tax system of, by, and for the tax lawyers?
No!
You're doing just fine. Or do you want a tax plan that is fairer and simpler, that lowers tax rates for your families, and that gives high tech a boost? Thank you. You pointed out that police would be so busy arresting handgun owners that they would be unable to protect the people against criminals. It's a nasty truth, but those who seek to inflict harm are not fazed by gun control laws. I happen to know this from personal experience. You know, I've always felt a special bond with the members of your group. You live by Lincoln's words. Important principles may and must be inflexible. Your philosophy put its trust in people, so you insist on individuals be held responsible for their actions. The NRA believes that America's laws were made to be obeyed and that our constitutional liberties are just as important today as 200 years ago. And by the way, the Constitution does not say that government shall decree the right to keep and bear arms. The Constitution says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yeah, Reagan's a rhino. And there's lasers in space shooting out of the earth, starting wildfires in California.